Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Some years back, I accompanied my grandkids to the park. They were full of energy and expectation. Upon arrival, I gave the usual warning, "Now be careful as you tackle this playground." Their response, "Okay, we will." Well, they climbed equipment, explored, and jumped from tree stump to every conquerable obstacle. The oldest, mid-teen, made a bounding leap, landing in a wipeout. Boom! "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm fine." Then another bounding leap, another wipeout. Kersplat! "You still okay?" "Yup, I'm good." Remarkably, yet another attempted giant leap for teen kind. Yahoo-hoo-hoo, trip and sprawl. Back up again, still grinning. Goodness, that brilliant offspring found every stumbling stone the park offered. Perhaps a successful visit? I think it's worth exploring what a stumbling stone is. So let's tear into it. Every time we do scripture dissection, we cover four areas. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? For me, scriptures about the stumbling stone are among the most amazing yet puzzling. The way they read seems uncomfortable. Nevertheless, these nuggets of gold should be pursued with eagerness and energy, like my grandkids explored the park. Here are some stumbling stone scriptures. 1 Peter 2, verse 8. "Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall." Now from Isaiah chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. "He will be a holy place, a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall, a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble, fall, and be broken." Now from Romans 9:33. "See, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. The one who believes in him will never be put to shame." And then the final scripture from 1 Corinthians 1:23. "But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles." That's what these stumbling stone verses say. So now let's go on to what do they mean? Maybe everyone except God is too close to the situation to understand what stumbling stone really means. Still, let's explore. God says, "This stumbling stone is precious." Simultaneously, he adds, "The cornerstone will be rejected." And further, he declares, "This rock will cause people to stumble, fall, and break." Additionally, "a trap and a snare." Interestingly, he also declares, "The one who believes in him, the stone, will never be put to shame." Clearly, the stumbling block is Jesus Christ. His humanity, wrapped around his claims to also be God, creates difficulty. Plus, it mentions the cross, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. God did the heavy lifting for all mankind by a life of service through Jesus. Additionally, he changed the course of history at the cross, ensuring forgiveness, freedom, and eternal life. In fact, his approach by dying seems anticlimactic. But it worked. He rose up and said, "I'm fine. And now you can be fine too." Actually, the claims of Jesus as a stumbling stone go back to Isaiah, who talks about Jesus, the stumbling stone, the rock that makes people fall, which includes everyone except people who believe on Christ. Only by faith in Christ's cross can a person be holy. This faith is foreign and risky to mankind. Yet faith is the only way to please God. Works and excellent performance doesn't impress God. Birthrights, like being born into a certain family or position or religion, those don't guarantee anything. Only faith in Jesus, the stumbling stone. Remarkably, this Jesus, the stumbling stone, is the stable rock on which to build your life. As uncomfortable as it is to not have your brain fully wrapped around all this, that's what those scriptures mean. Okay, the third section is make it personal. Perhaps you've had times in your life when you stumbled over Christ, the God-man. You may have had questions like this. Why doesn't it make sense? How can scripture be true? What if it doesn't turn out like I was promised? Why do I need to be a servant to be great? What's this living sacrifice stuff? How can humility get me where I need to go in a terribly broken world? Actually, building on the stumbling stone is a risk. Remarkably, however, it's the best risk you'll ever take. Why would that be? Because the guarantee is eternal, unalterably reliable, and all secured by Christ. Let's talk about the faith thing for a moment. Okay, so to have a relationship with this amazing, complex God, and only by faith, will definitely leave you with unanswered questions. Have you ever wondered about God? Struggled to come to terms with His control? His grace, His seemingly outrageous claims and commands. Is He ever unfair? Can I trust Him? Will He take care of me? What about starving, suffering people? And so on. So how do you understand and respond to such a being? Well, maybe you don't understand. Maybe you don't need to, and your only good response to God is a leap of faith. Essentially, to believe His claims, to accept His love, to depend on His great strength, and finally, to hang on to promises you've already waited years to see fulfilled. All by faith. Since you can't answer the tough questions about God, why not focus on His love and goodness? Then you'll begin to see Him more clearly. Plus, you'll know better how to respond by faith in each life situation. Okay, let's talk about this stumbling stone a little bit more. In order to make this material as personal as possible, we need to look at a great question Paul poses in Romans 9, verse 14. Now, here's his question. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Well, that's an excellent question, especially considering Jesus is a stumbling stone. Sometimes you can't move forward in issues until you ask the right questions. Here is the answer to that question. Paul lays out a simple answer. Here's what he says. Not at all. So in other words, the question, what then shall we say? Is God unjust? And Paul says, not at all. Notice Paul's confidence in his very short answer, not at all. God uses Paul to usher in a new era that introduces faith in spite of a stumbling stone. In fact, Paul was given an extremely hard task laying out God's new and final approach to mankind. Have you thought about this? Jesus brought God's new and final offer. This is both generous and sobering. And Paul was tasked with making it clear to the world. Also, Paul was told he would suffer greatly in proclaiming the gospel of faith in Christ against centuries of Judaism and worldly paganism. Paul said, number one, God deeply loves each individual he created. Two, Jesus carried out God's extreme plan to bring every person to himself. He did the heavy lifting to make that possible. And number three, faith in the stumbling stone means you never have to be ashamed. So God uses Paul to spread this new and final approach to mankind. But he also uses someone else. God uses Jesus to accomplish all of this. The Son of God completely turns history into a line of faith. Creation came from his brilliant mind. Salvation came from his loving, kind heart. God's kingdom rests on his strong shoulders. Through Christ, we see perfect character, daily example of priorities, priestly intervention, deep love, and sacrifice. Jesus renders the law obsolete, the prophets fulfilled, the Messiah victorious. Perfection in man is back in a big way. The God-man conquered all, and he wants to share it. Here's a side note. What does obsolete mean anyway? Well, here are some definitions. First, no longer in general use. Second, discarded. Third, outmoded type. And fourth, out of date. That's what Jesus did to the law. He fulfilled it completely and brought a whole new way of relationship with God by faith. Well, God uses Jesus in those ways, but he also uses you. Jesus is able to make any person holy, that includes you. Simply believe Christ's work of salvation and then follow him, obey him, get to know him. Mark 12:30 and Luke 10:27 say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Through Christ, the stumbling stone, you can quite literally participate in the divine nature. And that's from 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. What an incredible invitation, an undeserved privilege. Subsequently, to participate in Christ's very nature, you must do some things. Let's go through a bullet list. First, surrender completely. And Paul calls this living sacrifice. Next, desire God first and most. Then you need to focus. After that, you really do need to believe. Just trust him. And then following that immediately, you need to obey him. After that, copy every character of Christ. And then finally, live each day by faith, even and especially in the details. This offer is unprecedented. Remember, Jesus said he would be a stumbling stone. Subsequently, this incredible new and final approach to mankind is real. So why not run with it? Don't trip over the stone. Instead, build on the rock. This will give you an invincible stand against the enemy of God. Let your enemy be the only one who trips over Christ. So many people need this good news. Our world is reeling right now. You can make a difference by planting your life, by faith, fully on the stumbling stone. Stay secure in Christ. The fourth section is to make a commitment, and this is where we cover the application thoughts and questions over the material. Question number one, are you trusting God even when you don't understand? Number two, do you believe He is good? Three, do you believe Christ enough to accept He's the safest risk you'll ever take? Number four, are you claiming every promise and obeying every command of Scripture? Five, what scriptures are you meditating on currently? And number six, when you stumble, do you get up in Christ and say, I'm still good? Portions of this content came from our book, It's Your Move. This is a devotional book that takes you through Romans and powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.